Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl after this.
We were number 901.
We were
8,014.
Right, 8,014.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. The Jacksons' land in Okmulgee County once bore the scars of an abandoned well site. Today, they host fishing parties for kids who have never experienced open green spaces and ponds brimming with fish. Their restoration was number 1,052. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Across a lot of the country, we've had more winter than spring since the official start of springtime, and gradually we're moving closer and closer to Memorial Day, the unofficial start to summer. And still, a lot of folks have not had a chance to get out even a single time and grill up some burgers or grill that great-tasting steak. And according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, he thinks there's some pent-up demand out there when it comes to consumers and an urge to grill.
I think so. I really think that the weather has had a bigger impact than we might have realized at some point. If you look at the population centers, particularly the northeast part of the U.S., it's just been hammered all the way back to the hurricane last fall with one adverse weather event after another. And we're still having some cold weather things happen here, but I think we're reaching that point now where we are seeing that demand come together, and it's combined with other things that are helping demand. Gas prices have eased a bit, and those things help a little bit as well. And so I think we're just generally set here for some improving beef demand.
And when it comes to the number of pounds of beef we produced thus far this year, down a little bit from a year ago, but that will be declining even more in the days to come.
Carcass weights are falling. It's a seasonal trend at this time of the year, but what's important is that, we're not nearly as much of an increase year over year this year compared to what we were seeing a year ago. We didn't really expect to see that, but it's another one of those factors we've been watching. We've actually, we're not down as far on beef production so far this year as we might have thought we would be. Slaughter rates have actually been a little stronger. And the carcass weights are still up there, but again, not the kind of premium we had a year ago.
And staying on the subject of cattle slaughter, beef cow numbers continue to go to the packing plants in pretty substantial numbers as well.
Beef cow slaughter the last 5 weeks has been above year-ago levels. We started off the year with the kind of double-digit decrease in cow slaughter that we expected on the beef cow side. But the increases in the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've run an average of about an 11% increase. And when you put those time periods together year-to-date, we're down to less than 3% year-over-year decrease in beef cow slaughter. So it is still down, but it's down fractionally compared to what we thought we might be this time of year. And I think it is a reflection of the fact that the long, cold winter has translated into pushing some producers just simply past their ability to maintain resources to hold on to these cows. We're out of hay, we're out of equity, we're out of banker in many cases, and I think we've seen the slaughter rates go up to confirm that.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.